Brave New World.
Hello and welcome to Brave New World programme, John Harrison. We've heard various reports in the press about the demise of the so-called American dream. But what is this dream, and is it really coming apart, or is it just what people are saying? To find out, I'm talking to Terry Lindeberg on the phone, and Terry's the founder and CEO of Staffwell, an HR firm based in Russia right now. She's in America, because she is in America through and through, and a mum. And yeah, I believe she's right now on the east coast of the States. Welcome to the program, Terry.
Hi, John. Thank you.
Now, Terry, let's start off this program, please, with a question which I would love to know myself, because I'm a Brit, okay? Now, what is the American dream?
Oh, the American dream. Well, I think it's that you know, you live your life, you're successful, and that you have a family, and you have material, you know, material possessions that make you happy. You have happiness in your life, love in your life, and you're successful, and you make it through life in good health and with good fortune, which I think is the dream in every country, although it's hard to achieve that in many countries. I think America has always been a country where you could achieve it. It was possible to achieve it, and you had high chances of achieving it.
I've heard a lot of American historians saying sort of the American dream has its beginnings in the Declaration of Independence and the first European settlers, because the basic idea is that every man and woman, regardless of their birth, have the possibility to achieve what they want to achieve, and everybody should be treated equally. I mean, it almost sounds like socialism, doesn't it? And be recognised by others for what they are and have reached. Isn't it a rather optimistic, though, you know? I mean, don't you find that sort of stuff a bit kind of, you know, sort of romantic and sort of like talking about the 19th century rather than the 21st century?
Well, I think realistically, you know, everyone in America knows that it's not socialist. I think everyone knows that as much as we all have the same opportunities in life, the same laws that we live under, there are certain people that are always going to be more successful, you know, due to their entrepreneurialism, their abilities, their talents. But I think the American dream is that you are here and you have the chance. If you have the abilities, you can rise above and be very successful on your own with, you know, having come from nothing. And I think that's what that is. So, but I think that dream is also, you know, available in many countries, you know, such as Russia as well. It's the same thing. I think it's the same platform. So that's how we've always seen it here in America.
Right. That's a very interesting point of view. Now, another question, it's a bit of a tricky question that I've always wondered about personally, you know, that America is sort of, some people think or perhaps thought in the past that America is sort of God's chosen country, you know, like the idea of the sort of the city on the shining hill, you know, like the New Jerusalem. Now, is that sort of thing still current? Do people really believe that now still in America?
Well, I think right now people believe it because we're in a very good spot in America today.
Yeah.
I think stock market's been skidding since the new president took, you know, his role. There's jobs. I mean, there's not enough people to fill the jobs right now. That's what you see everywhere in certain towns that are really booming. There's entrepreneurs starting up small businesses everywhere. And there's a really, really good vibe, I think, right now in America from what I've seen, especially in the town that I live in Asheville, North Carolina. It's just it's going great. I mean, friends in Nashville, Tennessee, it's skyrocketing there. It's booming. So, you know, there's many towns across the U.S. where things are going really well. And then there's other towns where, you know, they're having troubles with environmental issues or, you know, forest fires. And, you know, but that's America. That's always been that way. But right now, I think as a whole country, we're feeling very positive about things in America and the strengthening of America because, well, just a lot of good things are happening.
All right. My next question is sort of the big question, the main point of the program, you know, and that is like, how realistic is the American dream for young people growing up now in the US? And the reason I'm asking it is because I get an awful lot of sort of read an awful lot of material on the media, particularly social media, how the American dream is not really fulfilling. It's not really manifesting and allowing young people to be socially mobile in the way that they used to and make it in the way that they used to. And I'd really like to know, you know, from a real American down there in South Carolina, is that rubbish? I mean, can young Americans now really kind of still move up the way that they used to?
You know, I think there's a problem around the world right now with the young folks. If we're speaking about America particularly, I think today, this year especially, is probably a shift, I believe, in a change in the millennials, say, for instance, where I think there's more opportunities because there's more jobable and there's more exciting things happening right now with the economy. So I think it's a great time. I think over the last 4 years before that, where we were hearing of all the problems with, you know, the laziness and there's no job, you got out of college and you didn't have a job and what would you do? You were working in a McDonald's or something when you graduated from a great college. Today, I think in America, things are much different and people graduating today have much more opportunities ahead of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. I think that's great that we're in a, hopefully coming into a new wave and just, well, as we know, everything's cyclical, but I hope for the kids coming out today, they appreciate it, learn about it, and really make the most of it. Because I think it's a great time right now.
Fantastic. Okay, let's take a short break here. Welcome back to Brave New World Programme. Today I'm talking about the American Dream with Terry Lindeberg, an American business lady who founded and manages the HR firm Staffwell in Russia, but herself is an American, and right now we're speaking on the phone, and Terry's in South Carolina. Now, let me just focus in again, you know, because there are reports that a lot of reports actually, I think you probably agree with me, you come across them as well, that the top generators, income generators, are sort of leaving, you know, the upper middle class and the lower middle class, going off on their own somewhere to another planet, you know, and it's becoming more difficult for the upper middle class to move up and for the lower middle class to become the upper middle class, and very difficult for workers, American workers, to make it despite all their hard work to somehow get up that hill. Now, listening to you speaking, I'm beginning to doubt that all that stuff I've been reading is actually true. Am I right?
I think it has been true, you know, I'm hoping that seeing all the changes in America right now, as I said, with the economy and things are just booming, that opens up opportunities for people. I think we're going to see in the future, coming years, hopefully a lot of change and some really good moves for people. That's how I see it. You know, that's everything that I see on the ground. I see it happening. I see the growth, you know, everywhere. As I said, I'm in a kind of a small town America, sort of. Well, I'm in a city, of course, but it's a high entrepreneur city. And there's just job vacancies everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's openings and there's companies growing and companies moving in and companies developing. And, you know, and that's across America in many towns. So I think there's a lot of opportunities here right now and for Americans. And I think it's kind of time to be here and be American. It's nice, and I hope. Well, I have a business in a Russia-U.S. relationship too to strengthen and get really, really strong again. That's my extreme desire. I've not been a fan of, you know, what's happened in the past, so very optimistic about the future.
Yeah, well, we all feel the same way. It would be, I mean, just that they have a relationship at all would be a good start, wouldn't it?
Yes, and I feel that, and we felt it from the start, and that's actually why I voted for this administration, because I wanted the ties between America and Russia to be much stronger and healthier.
Well, just imagine that there is a situation now that some young people are perhaps unable to make it. They can't raise the money in the bank, or they can raise a loan, but suddenly sales drop and everything collapses. And they were kind of spurred on, perhaps inspired by President-elect, well, before he was President Trump, on the campaign trail. You know, he promised all these things about America and the future. Do you think that you're saying things are really good now, but what happens if it turns sour? Are people going to be angry with Trump then?
No, I don't think so. Half of the country, you know, we're a split country.
Mm-hmm.
Half the country is conservative, half the country is liberal. And liberals, as we've seen, the right liberal has been, you know, almost crazy in terms of their actions and everything else. So I think you've got half the country that's incredibly supportive. And they're very silent. Conservatives are very quiet people. They're not out protesting or, you know, causing, you know, they're not on talk shows and talking up craziness. So you've got a, you've got half the country that's very, very quiet and has their opinion. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's fascinating listening to you because I'm realizing, you know, again, how difficult it is for us people abroad, you know, outside of America, to actually get a handle on what's going on there. And you're talking about a split society, you know.
Right. And you're seeing this kind of stuff mostly in the liberal media, which is most of the media, right? So you're seeing a point of view of only, let's say, 50% of America. The other 50% is extremely happy, extremely supportive. But you have to see as well that almost all of America is right now to do very well. There's, you know, the, as I said, the stock market's going very well and has done. So a lot of people have made a lot of money. Everyone, right, who's had money in the stock market or is invested in businesses and they're seeing the growth, they're feeling the growth. It's undeniable. This other stuff that you all read in the media, it's just, it's perception. Yeah. It's not reality. Yeah. It's kind of, it's not what's really happening here. I think, too, a lot of people in America, smart people, have turned off the media. You know, they've focused on their lives and focused on being happy and focused on developing themselves, and they turn the media off because of what's reported in a lot of it and the opinions of, it's just some of the opinions don't, you know, they really don't coordinate or with the reality of how people are living. So I think most people are doing well. You don't see, I don't think, a lot of homeless situations anymore. I mean, there's so many opportunities. There's so many job vacancies, it looks like, available. So,
yeah.
And not enough staff. Not enough staff to fill them sometimes, so.
Right. Well, I think I might be moving over, actually.
Yes. It's a great place to be. And of course, America's always been very supportive of entrepreneurs.
Right.
So, you know, you see it everywhere. If you have an idea for a business, you can get a small loan and start that business up. And even to have that experience, whether you fail or succeed, you have that opportunity in America, which is really wonderful.
But Terry, you talk, you know, in the wonderful terms about America right now. But you have a business in Russia, and you'll probably be coming back here soon to manage it. Why do you come back to Russia then, if it's so good in the States?
First of all, my business is in Russia, and I love it. It's where my heart is. I mean, I have my life here, which I've had a vacation life here for the past 10 years, which I've also loved. And, you know, we came back a few years ago to the U.S. with my little boys just so, well, it was financial reasons, you know, primarily. And that was sanctions against my business for every business. And it just made financial sense for us to move back here for the time being. But it is my wish and my hope that things really pick up. And we are already seeing, actually, this is the first year in the past 4 years of the last term of Obama's administration, we finally saw a pickup this year in our business in Russia in terms of our invoicing, which is fantastic. I mean, and it just shows there's optimism, there's a better relationship, and I want the best for my business in Russia, for my team in Russia. For the Russian people, for everyone I know. I mean, that's a huge, huge change, I think, that happened. And as you know, too, John, a lot of foreigners left, lost their jobs, were sent to other countries. Entrepreneurs like myself were hurt, too. But we, you know, we managed to stay alive.
Final question, Terry. Now, there's 50%, there's silent 50% who don't go and shout and go on demonstrations and fill newspapers and magazines with articles. They're just getting on living. What's their attitude towards Russia? What's their attitude towards sanctions?
It's hard to say because people, you know, read all sorts of things, right, and have the views. I don't think they really have an opinion. I think most conservatives in America are American. They are working in America. They are focused on America. They really, a lot of Americans are not involved on the international scene. If you look at the general population, they're really just focused on their own country. So I don't think they really have an opinion, except for what they may read in the media, true or false.
Okay, so Terry, we have decided that the American dream is alive and well.
Alive and well.
And despite everything that we hear, It's alive and well. Okay, that's a conclusion this program has come to by talking to you. Thank you very much indeed, Terry Lindeberg, the founder and CEO of Staffwell HR firm based in Russia.
You're welcome, John.
Thank you very much, the listeners, for being with us today. I hope it was interesting. It was certainly interesting for me. Thank you and goodbye.
Brave New World.